Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
If you have your Bible today, I know you do, open it up, would you, to Jeremiah chapter 29. We've been in a series all month on hope, because never has there been more hopelessness in our world than right now. So it's a very relevant topic, and people are needing it. We all need it. It's essential. Here's a good golden nugget to never forget. Hope is essential. It's a must for you and I to live the life God intends for us to live. It's not an option. It's not a luxury. Hope is essential. It's essential. It's a must for you and I to live the life that God wants us to live. And He wants us to live an abundant life, an overcoming life, a victorious life. So hope is essential. And really, like we said earlier, that Christmas really is the answer for hopelessness, isn't it? Jesus, we'll talk about that Christmas Eve. But Jesus came, and when He came, He met every one of our needs. Every one of our needs, Jesus met. And I'm thankful for that today. So we're going to continue talking about hope today. I hope it's okay with y'all. Okay, praise the Lord. So we're going to look at some scriptures, and then we're going to give you some takeaways. We're going to build our hope. We're going to build our hope up. Because no matter what you've gone through, what you're going through, God is for you. God loves you. God sent His Son to die for you. God provided for us complete forgiveness, acceptance. He provided for us a family to belong to. He provided for us eternal hope, eternal life. And so today, wherever you're at, don't let the devil condemn you. Don't let the devil hold you back or hold you down. Don't focus on mistakes or your past. Focus on today, God, and how much He loves you today. So much He sent His only begotten Son at Christmas, right? Amen. All right, so let's look at Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And many of us know it, but I just love it in the contemporary English version. He said, I will bless you. This is God's will. This is God's plan for you and me. He said, I will bless you with a future. Oh, it's so good to know. People who feel like they have no future give up, right? Maybe that's you today. Maybe you're watching online and you felt like giving up. We're so glad that you've joined us today, because the Bible says, last week we said that we talked about the helmet of hope, didn't we? The helmet of hope. The weekend before, we talked about the God of hope. And you know, there's an anchor of hope, isn't there? In Hebrews chapter 6, we're not talking about that today, but the Bible says that hope is an anchor to our emotions. Hope is an anchor to our emotions. And maybe your emotions are going wild today. Maybe you feel like giving up. You've lost all hope. You're at the right place at the right time. If you need prayer, there are people standing by right now, live, 724, to pray with you. If you just need to talk to somebody, you just need help of any kind. You know, the other night, Wednesday night, we had someone online from Nebraska that was contemplating suicide, and they were watching our Wednesday night service. And thank God for our team. Thank God for the prayer partners and the host that were there to help that person not commit suicide. This is the real deal. Amen, everybody. I will bless you with a future. Now, many of us know that, but there are a lot of people out there today that feel like they have no future. I will bless you with a future. So you come to Jesus, and He has the answer. He has a future for you. I'll bless you with a future filled with hope. Filled with hope. A future of success and not of suffering. I want to encourage you. What I've done down through the years, and I know many of you have, but revisited this verse in different translations and paraphrases of the Bible. There's so many different translations that bring out different things in this verse. But I want you to see that God has a future. I think the King James talks about in other translations, God has a plan for us, not to hurt us or harm us, but to give us an expected end, an expected end. Whoa. So what are you expecting? That's how you're going to end up. I think that's the King James. It gives you an expected end. One translation says that He has a plan for us. So we need to know that God has a future. God has a plan for us, and we need to trust that plan. I'm going to say that one more time. We need to trust His plan, that everything's going to work out okay for you. Trust Him. Trust in His plan. It will give you hope today. So notice that He has a plan. He has a future. He has a purpose. It's filled with hope. It's not to hurt you. It's not to harm me. It's a future of success, not of suffering. And again, an expected end. And I am one of my Bibles, a King James Version, there in the cross reference where it says expected, there's a number 4. It means you go to the middle of the column, there's another little 4, and it gives you what that word really means. And I looked at this morning, it said expectation. God will give you an expectation end. What does that mean? What you're expecting for, what you're believing, that's where you're going to end up. So we need to expect the best. We need to expect that our life, the path of the righteous, gets brighter and brighter. Amen, everybody. So I'll bless you with a future. It's filled with hope, a future of success and not of suffering. Beings were in Jeremiah, let's go to Jeremiah 17 and verse 5. A couple of verses here. Again, look for the word hope in all these scriptures today, because this is how hope comes, and this is how you hold on to hope. Today I want to talk about holding on to hope. We talked about the God of hope. We talked about the helmet of hope. We mentioned the anchor of hope. But how do you hold on to hope in the midst of difficult times? So he says, the Lord, cursed with a great evil, is the strong man or woman who trusts in and relies on frail men, making weak human flesh his arm, and whose mind, emotions, and heart turn aside from the Lord. So notice, those who've turned from the Lord, there says there's a curse on their life. Another scripture that brings that out is in Ephesians chapter 2. It says to be in this world without God, you're without hope. Without God, without hope. Here it says that when I turn away from God in my mind, my thoughts, God's not on my thoughts. God's not on my agenda. He's not on my mind. He's not on my heart. It says there's a curse that's upon that person. Goes on to say, next verse, for he shall be like a shrub or a person naked and destitute in the desert, and he shall not see any good that's coming. Oh my goodness, a person that's away from God, God's not in their mind, God's not in their heart, God's not a part of their life. They have no time for God. Notice that even when good comes, they won't even notice it, recognize it, or see it. Amazing, isn't it? For they'll be like a shrub, a naked, destitute in the desert, and they'll not see any good coming, but shall dwell in the desert places, parched places, in the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt line. But most blessed, this is you and me, most blessed. I want you all not just to be blessed. I want you to be most blessed. Amen, everybody? Let's just say that. I am most blessed. Is the man or the woman who believes in. If you're a believer, God has spoken over you, you're most blessed. I don't know what your parents may have spoken over you, or a teacher, or a leader, or a coach, or a judge, or a lawyer, or the next door neighbor. But I do know what God has spoken over you. And this is what God has said. He said, you are most blessed because you believe in Him, because you trust in Him. And when you put your hope in Him, what? You'll be blessed. Most blessed is the man or the woman who believes in, trusts in, relies on the Lord, watch this, and whose hope and confidence is not in man or the flesh, but in the Lord. Oh, I love that. Don't you love that? Because I know I'm talking to mostly believers today. And if you're not one, please, you could become one before the end of this service. You come to Jesus and accept His forgiveness and His love and His acceptance that He has for you. Amen. And when you do, what happens? You go from being most cursed to most blessed. You go from a lack of hope to eternal hope. Oh, I like that. Most blessed is the person who believes in, trust in, relies on the Lord, and whose hope, put your hope in God, and confidence the Lord is. Oh, I love that. So declare that over your life, over your family. We are most blessed because we're believers, because we rely and trust and lean on God, and our hope is in Him today. Not in man, not in the arm of the flesh, not in our own ability, but our hope is in Him today. And as a result, how are you doing today? I'm most blessed. In fact, let's practice that. How y'all doing today? Oh, at home, small groups, home groups. How y'all doing? We'll just listen to them, okay? How y'all doing today? Ooh, I could hear them. Could y'all hear them? Most blessed. Amen. Jeremiah 17, verse 8, still there. Look at this. The person who puts their hope in God will see good. The person who puts their hope and trust and relies on God, oh my goodness, look at this. For you will be like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out its roots by the river. And it shall not see, look at this, this is you, this is me. It shall not see and fear when the heat or difficult times or COVID or plagues come. Oh my goodness, your response will not be fear. Your response will be faith, because you put your trust and your hope in the God of hope. And you're not relying on man to deliver you. You're not relying on man to be your source for hope. You're relying on God to deliver you and God to be your source of hope. Oh my, I love this. So bad times are going to come, but when you see them, you will not fear. I love that. But its leaf shall be green. It shall not be anxious. Anxiety, like never before right now, right? Anxiety and stress, fear and pressure. But notice the person who puts their faith, who believes in, relies upon, trusts in, and puts their hope in God, they are most blessed. Even in difficult times, their leaf doesn't wither. Their leaf stays green. It means you prosper in difficult times. Oh, I like that. I just want to start again if I can. It's so good. Faith comes by hearing. For he or she shall be like a tree planted by the waters that spread out its roots by the river. And it shall not see and fear when difficult times come. But its leaf will stay green. You'll continue to prosper when those around you may not be. God's promised and declared a blessing over you that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You will not be anxious and full of care in the year of 2020. The drought, the difficult time, the time that has been probably one of the hardest years you and I have ever lived. Notice he said, you will not be anxious, you'll not be full of anxiety, and you'll not be full of care. What are we supposed to do? Cast our care on the Lord, for he cares for you. That's 1 Peter 5:7, right, church? And then what are we supposed to do? What's God declared over us? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer, with thanksgiving. Oh, isn't God good today? God's looking out for you, looking out for me. God is for you today. God cares about, God knows about what you're going through today. But if we'll put our trust in him, rely upon him, come to him, put our hope in him, you'll be most blessed. And not only that, but look at the fruit of following Christ. Look at what you and I can believe for, that in difficult times that we're still going to prosper. In difficult times, we don't have to panic. We don't have to be full of anxiety or worry or fear when it's coming. I love that. Full of care in the year of drought, nor shall you cease being productive. Do you see that? That we should be even productive during COVID? That our lives should be productive? Our businesses, our careers, our ministry, our church should be productive? That you and I shouldn't just, you know, be passive, but you and I should be productive. Even in a year of drought, a year of a plague, a year of COVID, a year that has probably been, again, one of the most difficult years you and I have ever faced in our lifetime. In the midst of that, you can be most blessed because your hope is in the Lord. In the midst of that, your leaf can stay green. What does that mean? You continue to prosper because you put your hope in God. In the midst of that, you and I don't have to take medication for anxiety and worry and fear and stress. Why? Because in the midst of that, we put our hope in God. Come on, somebody. Come on, let's give him some praise today. He's so good. He's so good. He's so wonderful. Ephesians 1, verse 11. Let's go there. Ephesians 1, verse 11. How y'all doing today? You're most blessed. A couple of you got an A on that. Give a seat to the rest of you. Amen. We'll try it one more time. We'll revisit this test. How y'all doing today? See, you're declaring what God has already declared over your life, right? The promises of God are the declarations of God. So you're declaring not what the news or the politicians are forecasting for you or me, but we're declaring what God has already forecasted for you and me. And let every man be a liar, but God be true, right? That's what the scripture says. So let's look at this. I like it. Look for the word hope. Look for the word hope. It is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. You've got something to live for. It's in Christ. See that person Wednesday night from Nebraska going to commit suicide, watching our program, but thanks be unto God for the prayer team, the host. Thanks be to God they were there, that we were there on a Wednesday night, still having church online. Amen. That person didn't know what they were living for, didn't have a reason to live. But we're spreading the good news, aren't we, Church on the Rock? That God has a purpose for you. We're leading people to a God who's for them and helping them discover his purpose for their life. Wow. So it's in Christ that we find out who we really are, and what we're put on the earth for. Long before we first heard of Christ, we got our hopes up. Remember, I shared with you a couple weeks ago that hope comes before faith. Do you remember that? And I told you that first we get hope, and then we have the faith to accept Christ. We hear the good news, and we get our hopes up. And then followed by faith in, we receive our salvation. There are so many people that are hopeless today, that feel like they have no future today, that don't know, they're so uncertain today. And there will always be times of uncertainty in our life. I've lived long enough, many of you have, there will always be times of uncertainty in our life. And we need in those times, especially a stabilizer, something that we can hang on to. And today we're talking about hanging on, holding on to hope through the God of hope. So he goes on to say, we got our hopes up. God had his eye on us. God had a design for us, a glorious living. This is God's plan. Part of the overall purpose he's working out in everything and everyone. Oh, here's another good declaration that we're just going to declare what God has declared. Say this with me. God is working everything together for my good. What are you doing? You're declaring God's declaration. You're taking God's promise and you're claiming it. You're taking God's promise and you're declaring it. You're speaking it. You're releasing it in your life. Ooh, I like that. Part of the overall purpose, God has a purpose for our life. It's when we come to Christ, we find out who we really are and why we're really here on this earth. He's working out everything and for everyone. I love that in the Message paraphrase. Next verse. It is in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of your salvation, you found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. Isn't that great? Wow. Y'all see that when you hear the gospel, you get your hopes up? So when we read the Bible, it should feed and build our hope, right? And then we find out that God has a plan for our life, it should build and edify our hope. Y'all see that there in those scriptures? I'm sure you do. All right, let's move on. Deuteronomy 28, verse 66. Now, let me lay a little background for this. Deuteronomy, the first 13 verses are the blessings of Abraham. They're the blessings that come on our life when we follow Christ and we want to live for him and serve him and obey him then there are blessings, wow, from verse 1 through 13 that you and I can claim. Again, the promises of God are the declarations of God. You and I should be taking them and declaring them over our life, our family, and our future. The last half of this chapter is listed the curses, those things that come on people's life that disobey, that don't want God, that aren't following God, that aren't serving God, that have no time for God, that God is not in their thoughts, God is not in their heart, God is not in their life, and they don't want him. This is the curse that comes on that person. Now, the good news is that Jesus, we're going to look at it in a minute, in Galatians, he came to redeem us, right? He came to redeem us. He came when? At Christmas, right? A child was given, you know, a child was, a son was given, a child was born, and he came. That's why Christmas is really the cure for hopelessness, because Jesus came to redeem us from the curse of the law. Now, I want you to see this. Your life shall hang in doubt before you. This is part of the curse. This is not God's will. This is not God's plan. This is not what God wants. Your life will hang in doubt before you. Day and night, you will be worried. Now, this is not God's plan. This is not God's will. This is not God's best. This comes on people who don't put God first or follow God or serve God, pursue God. He's not in their thoughts or in their heart or in their life. So it really, it's a choice, right? We can choose death or life, blessing or cursing. Your life will hang in doubt before you day and night, full of doubt. You will be worried, full of worry, and have no assurance of your future. Have no assurance of your life. You'll lack confidence, and you'll lack the right outlook and perspective towards your future. Whoop, let's go back. I went too quick. Then verse 67. Look at this. This is a part of the curse. This is why I say that when Jesus came, Christmas is really all about curing a person who's hopeless. In the morning, you'll say this, oh, I wish it was evening. And in the evening, you'll say this, I wish it was morning. Why? Because of your anxiety, because of your worry and doubt and no assurance or confidence or hope. In the morning, you're going to say, I wish it was evening, wish the day was over, the day stinks. In the evening, you're going to say, I wish it was morning. Why? Why does that person want to live, have no hope? Because of the anxiety, and look at this, and the dread. The worry, the anxiety, and the dread of your minds and your heart. And look at this, and the sights which you shall see with your own eyes. Now, we read earlier a person in Jeremiah. Y'all remember that? That person who trusts in God, relies on God, leans on God, puts their hope in God, they're most blessed. And when bad things come and they see it, they won't be anxious, they won't be fearful, they won't be full of worry, because they know that God has a plan and a purpose and a future for their life. And they put their hope. See the contrast? Oh, my goodness. So notice that this is part of the curse of the law. This is what happens to a person without God, without hope. Oh, my goodness. Without God, I choose death or life. I choose blessing or cursing. I choose God or the devil. There's no in between. It's either, Jesus said, you're either for me or you're against me. There's no in between. I'm either in the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of light. There's no middle kingdom, right? There's only two choices. God or the devil, darkness or light, blessing or cursing. And he said that if I choose cursing, a life without God, I have a life with empty, void, not worth living. I'll come to the end of it, dread, regret, doubt all my life, coulda, woulda, shoulda. But that's all under the curse. And the good news is Christmas, Jesus came to redeem us from the curse of the law. Galatians 3. 13. Oh, I like the good news, don't you? As Josh comes out, Christ has redeemed us from the curse, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a cross or tree. So Jesus redeemed us from that curse, so you and I don't have to live that kind of a life in 2020 or 2021. We don't have to dread the future We don't have to live in anxiety or fear or worry. We don't have to live our life in doubt, wondering, why am I here? What am I supposed to do? God will make it very clear to us. God will reveal His plan to us if we'll simply ask Him. How y'all doing today? Y'all got an A there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't that good? That's so good. Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham, Jesus came to redeem us from a life of hopelessness, a life full of dread, doubt, depression, fear, anxiety, and worry. That's what Christmas is all about. That the blessing of Abraham, and I told you that's listed in Deuteronomy 28, the first 13 verses, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit, how? By faith. Isn't that good news, everybody? Okay, so I like this one. I'm going to, Hebrews 10, and that's not right. It's not 2, but the verse is correct. I think it's a different verse. But what they got up here is awesome. I appreciate it. Let us hold firmly to the hope. Hold on to hope. Can you say that with me? Hold on to hope. Turn to somebody and just say it, will you? Hold on to hope. Hold on to hope. If you're in a storm today, hope is your anchor. If you're going through mental torment today, hope can be your helmet. If you feel like everyone has left you and disappointed you, let God be your God of hope. Hold on to hope that we have confessed, because we can trust God to do what He has promised. God is a promise keeper. Some of you men remember a few years ago, there was a men's movement called Promise Keepers. God is a God who's a promise keeper. He's a covenant-keeping God. One thing God can't do, He can't lie. It's impossible for God to lie. And God is a covenant-keeping God. He keeps His covenant. He keeps His word. And what He's promised, He said, what He's promised, we can confess it. We can hold on to our hope, because if God said it, that settles it. Amen, everybody. I love that. Everyone say it with me. Hold on to hope. Hold on to hope. All right, so how do we do that? How do we hold on to hope? Number one, stay focused on God. Stay focused on God. Stay focused on who God is. I know it sounds simple, but you and I both know it's a challenge to do it throughout the day. Stay focused on God and who God is. I heard this someone say this, that when you know who God is, you will have hope. When you know that He's the God of hope, that He's a God who's for you, that He sent His Son to die for you so you could have complete forgiveness of every past, present, and even future sin. When you know that He sent His Son so that you could be in a family, you could belong, you could be part of a tribe, a group, a family, you can have, we'll have eternal life. When you know who God is, it will naturally give you hope. You know, when David was facing Goliath, I love that story in the Bible in 1 Samuel 17, when he was facing Goliath, remember he said, who is this Philistine that would defy the God of Israel, right? Who is this Philistine? Who is this giant? What is this giant compared to the God that I serve, the God of Israel? When you know that God's bigger than your problems, God's bigger than your mountains, your challenges, your difficulties, He's bigger than your past, He's bigger than your addiction, He's bigger than your hurt, your pain, your scar, your mar, He's bigger than all that, it gives you hope. And when you know that God is for you, wow, who can dare stop you? So how do you hold on to hope? You stay focused on God. God should be on our mind throughout the day. God should be on our mind throughout the day. Number two, you stay focused on what God has promised. You stay focused on what God has promised. Dr. Phineas Dake, the Dake's Bible, he said there's over 7,000 promises in the Bible. Over 7,000. We need to know what those promises are. We need to have a promise for every problem. A promise for every problem. We need to have a promise and stay focused on that promise in Jesus' name. Because listen very carefully, I can't believe until I renew my mind. A lot of times we try to believe for something and we're unable to because we haven't renewed our mind enough. The renewing of the mind comes before believing. And believing comes before receiving. You with me, family? So if you're struggling today, believing in something, then just get into the Bible, the Word, the Scripture, and begin to read the Scriptures pertaining to your problem. And you'll be renewing your mind in the promises of God. And now what's going to happen, you'll have the ability to believe God. And then you'll have the capacity to receive from God. What I just said there was huge. You'll have the ability to believe God after the renewing of the mind, which we do every day. And then you'll have the capacity to receive from God. Some people believe God can, but not for them. It's true. Some people believe God can, but they don't see God doing it for them. Somebody said, head faith, I read it in one of my devotionals the other day, that head faith believes God can. But heart faith believes God will do it for you. Isn't that good? Head faith, oh, I know God can, but that's not enough. Because the devils believe and tremble. Right? In the book of James, it says the demons believe that God is, and they tremble. It's not enough to believe God can. I have to believe God will do it for me. And that comes through the renewing of the mind. The renewing, then the believing, then the receiving. Amen, everybody? So how do I hold on to hope? Number one, I stay focused on who God is. Number two, I stay focused on what God has promised. That means every day renewing my mind, and then you have a greater ability to believe God for miracles. So number three, I stay focused on what God has planned for my life. I stay focused on what God has planned for your life. That's His purpose. We read it through the Scriptures. It was interwoven today. We see it. And so when you don't think you have a purpose, you don't know what you're living for, then you want to give up. You want to settle for less. We live a mediocre life. We live a life of regret. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. But when you stay focused on who God is, number two, when you stay focused on what God's promised, and number three, you stay focused on what God has planned for your life. And what is it? Your future is filled with hope. Right? Success and not suffering. What He's planned for you, and you stay focused on that, that God has you here for a purpose. God has something for you to do. God has something to do through you. That'll give you hope in a hopeless world. Do y'all get something today? Can you give the Lord a praise for His word? Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Can we just praise Him right there and just stay seated where you are? Stay with me online, home groups, small groups, watch party. Stay with me. Thank you, Father. Let's just thank Him for His word today. Thank you for the word of hope, God. Thank you that your word builds hope. Thank you, God, that we receive revelation knowledge today. God, you're talking to us. You're talking to me. God, you're speaking into our spirit, spirit to spirit. Oh, Father, I thank you for encouraging your people, empowering your people. I thank you that they're most blessed because their hope is in you. I thank you, Father. We claim your promises today. We declare these promises over our life in Jesus' name. And we'll give you the praise for it. Amen. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, no one moving. Online, stay with me. You say, Pastor, I'm not a believer, I'm not a Christian. Does God love me? He sure does. Christmas is the proof of God's love. Christmas is the answer for hopelessness. Well, Pastor, I've done so many things wrong. I've tried, made so many mistakes. Will God accept me? He sure will. His forgiveness is available for every one of us today. Complete forgiveness of every past sin, every present sin, and every future sin. The forgiveness of God. I just want you to know that whoever you are and wherever you are, God's talking to you right now. If you don't have a relationship with God, accept Jesus, put your faith in Him, put your trust in Him, put your hope in Him, and watch your life be transformed little by little. Or you're watching today and you say, or you're here in the room, you say, Pastor, you know, there's some things in my life I've gotten off course this year. I need to readjust. I need to recommit. I need a fresh commitment as we go into 2021. Pray for me. If that's you online, just punch the button there on the screen. It gives you directions. Here in the room, just raise your hand. If that's you, between you and the Lord, we're just going to have a corporate prayer. All right? So church, let's help everybody. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me and He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart and come into my life. Jesus is Lord over my life. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we celebrate with all the angels in heaven? Wow.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.